March 22, 1901, she sees Rome in great sins. Jesus wants to chastise, but Luisa is opposed. As I continued in my usual state of privation, and therefore of unspeakable bitternesses, this morning, my adorable Jesus came and transported me outside of myself. It seemed to me that it was Rome. How many spectacles one could see from all classes of people! Even in a Vatican one could see things that were repugnant. What to say, then, about the enemies of the Church? How consumed with rage they are against her, how many slaughters they are plotting, but they cannot carry them out because our Lord holds them bound still. But that which frightened me the most was to see my loving Jesus almost in the act of giving them freedom. Who can say how consternated I remained? Then, seeing my consternation, Jesus told me, "Daughter, the chastisements are absolutely necessary. Rot and gangrene have entered all classes, therefore fire and sword are necessary so that not everyone may perish. So, this is the last time I tell you to conform to my will, and I promise you to spare in part. And I, my dear good, I don't have the heart to conform to you in chastising people. And he, if you do not conform, since it is of absolute necessity to do this, I will not come as usual, and I will not manifest to you when I send the chastisements. And since you would not know it and I would not find anyone who would somehow break my just indignation, I will give free vent to my fury, and you will not even have the good of sparing the chastisement in part. In addition to this, not coming and not pouring in you those graces which I should pour, is also a bitterness for me. Just like in these past days in which I have not come so much, I have the grace constrained within me." And while saying this, he showed that he wanted to unload himself, and drawing near my mouth, he poured a most sweet milk, and he disappeared.